Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning, good morning. It's hump day.
It is hump day.
Right.
I love that word, hump day.
I know.
That phrase.
When I first heard it, I don't know how old I was, but I was like, hump day, what does that mean? You know,
and then it takes on a different whole connotation later in life.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, sorry, girlfriend. Didn't mean to embarrass you.
Oh, no. I had to put my fingers in my ears.
Oh, okay.
Right.
It just means to get over the hump.
That's right.
You know?
And now that we live in prosperity consciousness, you know, there is no hump day.
There really isn't.
Or chump day. It's like it's all an amp day.
it's funny you say that because there you're right. There isn't. It's only our energy that we put into the word.
Exactly.
And yet the week does have a natural flow to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. You know, unless you just work on the, you know, like your job or your career or your path of play or whatever you want to call it is focused on the weekends, you know, I mean, there is this natural flow to your week. You know, you get geared up on Monday to be creative and be in flow, and then here is hump day, like, oh, okay, hump day. You know, where am I at? You know,
mm-hmm.
I reflect.
Yeah,
and then
and what to do for the next couple of days. Yeah, exactly.
And then comes the weekend, and like for me, it's like Saturday is like a conclusion. I don't have a 5-day week in that week. I have a 6-day week, and then Sunday I typically, you know, really focus on play,
mm-hmm.
you know, and renewal, and it's almost like a week is almost like a mini year, you know.
Mm.
You know, it's like you have this.
But also, I think during your day, every day you have lots of play.
Oh, I do.
I know we both do.
We both
do.
Well, and that's because we've chosen the prosperity consciousness,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know what, I wanted to ask you mm-hmm. really quick. I wanted to start today off with a blessing, and you do that so well. Do you think you can give us a little centering and a blessing?
I appreciate that. I know you asked, you know, we talked about it yesterday a bit because, you know, we had some technical difficulties yesterday.
Yeah.
And
oh, and did you, by chance, put the...
Uh-huh, I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
And so I'm just I thought that's a great idea, you know. We should just, it takes just a few seconds, and we should do it with every show.
Yeah.
And so I just ask the universe, the all that is, source, God, goddess, however you are comfortable with, to just open its arms and pour down grace upon us and the violet light of protection upon us, and that may we be just blessed today.
Yeah.
With a sense of freshness and renewal, and to realize that we are always at a fresh start, always at a place of freshness. And I thank you for that. I really was just kind of channeling that because I really felt like we're a lot of people out there going, "Oh, my history is shaping my present." And we don't need, that is an old illusion, and we don't need to hear that anymore.
No, and I remember today, too. It's like before we start our show, you and I generally align with our well-being.
Which we do.
And I'm like, you know, it would be nice to make that more formal.
Yes.
As in the form of a blessing, connecting
yes.
whoever listens.
Yes.
and participate in this in prosperity consciousness to also feel that blessing.
I mean, we definitely feel a sense of our community when we do the show, and we definitely feel that we're raising the level of our community alignment with our own prosperity and stuff like that. But you're right, to just formally take a few seconds to bless what we do. And I'm just noticing right now that my statue of my saint in my bedroom has fallen down.
Well, then I will take care of that.
We must take it up.
Well, hey, why don't we? Do you need to share anything from yesterday that you'd like to share before we get to the business?
No, I think we go right into it.
Okay, go ahead and. Well, everybody, this is Christy Marie over here.
Oh, me, I'm Christy Marie. You're introducing me?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
And certified law of attraction coach she is, and certified prosperity guide. And, you're a psychotherapist for many, many years, master's degree and taught at a university level. And I always say you're an intuitive. More than just a regular intuitive, like all mothers are.
Right. Well, you know, I really was sort of born open. That's how I feel, and I always was. But as I have, touched grace and walked the spiritual path and the hero's journey, and have done the law of attraction, that kind of work, my intuition is really directed now toward a person's higher self. You know, calling that higher self forward, as opposed to, and even the guides would say. If you ask them, they would say, 20, 30 years ago, we really could do, tell you what's going to be happening 6 to 12 months down the road. Time was like that. But now things change in a dime, and the presence of grace and that fresh spirit is upon us all. So we have infinite freedom, and that's a truly a good thing once we get a hold of it.
Right. And my name is Julie, and Christine Marie is my partner in this business. She's also my mother. And I'm also a certified law of attraction coach, as well as a former teacher and business owner. So today we're going to talk about Wayne Dyer's great book called Excuses Be Gone.
A classic now.
Yeah, and really we're just going to talk about one chapter. And it talks about the four virtues that Lao Tzu discusses 500 years before Christ. And these virtues are also in the Bible. It's interesting how these virtues are threaded or weaved through many of our masters, teachings and so forth.
And it's a beautiful, these four virtues are just beautifully articulated in the sense that it is a beautiful filter in which to, live out our lives.
Yes.
And I can remember Joseph Campbell talking about your that filter being like a computer game, and you put it in the computer, and you have to play by those rules of that game. But when you take that game out, and put a different one in, a higher functioning one in, the game has changed as well. So what these four truths do are a beautiful way to see and play the game of life through.
And as we discuss these, after we discuss them, we're going to use them to talk about the excuses that Dr. Wayne Dyer gives in his book on our old patterning and beliefs that prevent us from moving forward.
Wow.
And here's the thing, the excuses are like our that old game that we're playing.
That's right.
And that old video game that we're playing, and then we put in a new game.
Mm-hmm.
And because here we are, we're experiencing expansion, playing an old game, and now we need to put the new game card in.
Yeah, we're experiencing expansion, we're experiencing these ideas that are resonating with our hearts now, going past the ego and the reasoning, and they're making good heart sense. They're making good sense in that small voice and that wisdom voice. And so and then we run up against our old patterns, our old beliefs, and then, that hurts,
Right.
So this is a way to begin loosening those belief patterns that have been so strongly held for so long that we don't even challenge them anymore.
Right, exactly. So let's talk about the first one, cardinal virtue. And it is, the first cardinal virtue is reverence for all life. It's just this idea that, it's the source of creation of all beings. you know, including the planet, including the universe. And so God wouldn't create anything that was dissatisfying.
Mm-mm.
Or imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about how every situation, how you are perfect,
mm-hmm.
how I am perfect. Perfect in all my flaws and everything, whatever we call it, it's flaws, right?
Right.
And so knowing that, you know, you're able to have this unconditional love and respect
mm-hmm.
for all beings in creation.
Yeah, and to me that, you know, that reverence for all life, you kind of sit, listen to it and let it just make that journey from your head to your heart, that little 16-inch journey.
Yes.
And let it just resonate there. Let it sit there. Let it rest there. And what I get when I do that is this greater sense of allowing.
Yes.
That, you know, I have this respect, this reverence for life. So I don't have to, even though I would like to sometimes micromanage my
mm-hmm.
world and
right.
all of that stuff, you know,
right.
or make somebody, you know, do what I want them to do. Out of just this pure reverence, out of this pure respect, I need to let go of my hold.
Yes.
And let things, you know, be the flow that they would truly be. Because I really believe that ultimately if we could see God's divine plan, it would just be this huge river, this flowing, you know, flowing river.
Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to Abraham Hicks, and they were talking about how, you know, you can't possibly go high enough to see the bigger plan. And
wow.
And if you could, then you would even allow more.
Oh,
and here, so then I go, okay, first of all, can I go and can I just, you know, make the conscious decision to just truly love and respect myself
mm-hmm.
as is
mm-hmm.
with no judgment. And if when I release that judgment and start allowing in my own life, I then allow
sure.
and all other people's lives.
Yes.
And I'm
Isn't
able
that
to then
true?
Expand, yeah, I'm mm-hmm. able to expand my point of vision mm-hmm. a little bit clearer.
I mean, really, I wrote this so long ago, and it was like I said, what is most personal to us is also most universal. So everything always begins with us. You know, if you're desiring peace, let there be peace in you. You know,
yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And one more thing that they
sure.
talked about that Wayne Dyer talks about in this idea of reverence for all life
mm-hmm.
is this misbelief that everybody in the planet is not for you or is against you.
Right.
That everything is an obstacle that you must climb over.
And that really is like not prosperity.
That's not prosperity.
It is the opposite.
Yeah. And so when you can release that belief and then completely allow,
mm-hmm.
you start connecting with Source, knowing that everyone can be allowed to connect to Source as well.
Mm.
And there, you love and respect yourself and then love and respect others and allow. And what starts to happen is initially that hold on blame that you may have for
mm-hmm.
others and
mm-hmm.
yourself or
mm-hmm.
guilt
mm-hmm.
starts releasing.
Mm-hmm.
Starts releasing.
I think initially, too, this is just from an old psychotherapist
no,
point
start,
of view,
yeah.
is that you start seeing all the places
yeah.
where you get shown a lot of lessons, you know.
Oh, my
like,
goodness,
where
I know.
Where you are blaming or, you know, you're at the checkout and, you know, somebody's like, you know, making it difficult and you're like, okay, how can I release? How can I allow? You know, but that's usually how it works. It doesn't have to anymore. You
no.
know, we really don't play that game. But in general, if you just said today, I want to feel and live out of that place in my heart where there's just reverence for all life, you may get a few lessons.
Right. And what if
that's
you
all right.
right? And what if you being in line someplace was setting in motion something that had to happen to get you to your desires and your dreams.
I understand that, and I want to add to this to that. And what if it you standing in line someplace was for somebody else to get to their desires and dreams? That's,
bravo! Bravo! Bravo!
That's my whole new philosophy
yeah.
on a collaborative universe.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we then rise above another notch.
That's right.
Of our
yeah.
of our present moment stuff.
Yeah.
To see this huge, you know, glorious place of creation
mm-hmm.
where we can start to just allow. Are you ready to move on to the second?
I am, girlfriend.
Good.
You go ahead.
Okay, the second cardinal virtue is natural sincerity. And this virtue manifests itself as like honesty, simplicity, faithfulness. And it's just, you know, you're just reminded to be true to yourself. Be true. And you can, you know, the more you mm-hmm. contemplate who you are mm-hmm. at its core, at your core, your essence of who you are, mm-hmm. this becomes easier.
It does. I mean, it really becomes it just becomes yourself, your natural self. And you can, a lot of times you can tell when you're not that by how you're feeling. You know, you're feeling out of alignment. You're feeling out of sorts.
Right.
You know, and grumbly. And the best thing to do is just to you know, sit down, compose yourself, and say, you know, I'm feeling this way right now. You know, and so to begin at a real natural, authentic, organic level, to move back into your heart space, to move back into your center. And there are natural ways to do that.
Right.
And really, because you know why? I mean, you could just go about your day being grumbly or crabby and mm-hmm. throwing your anger around. But, you know, ultimately, we want to be human beings empowered by this universal source. And really, we're not being empowered at all when we're angry and tossing our shit around, you know, pardon me, but, you know,
right.
We're not. And so, and in fact, we're using our own energy to do that. And then we wonder why we get sick. We wonder why, you know, we're not as operating in all eight cylinders,
right.
so to speak, you know.
Well, and it's this idea of, like, walking your own talk, you know.
Yes.
They always say walk your talk your walk or whatever, however it goes.
And a lot of times people use that as a way to say, oh, that person's a hypocrite or something,
right.
because they don't walk their talk.
Right? And yet you go, no, walk your own personal.
Right.
Your own personal walk, your own personal talk.
Yeah, you don't know somebody else's walk.
Well, and here's where I think the essence comes into place.
Yes.
You know, we talk about when you want to change, incremental changes, and you want to bring forth your future, we talk about being, you need to be, do, and have. First, be the essence of what you want. And so when you're when you start changing and you're the essence of what you want, initially you may not, to the outside world, it may not change, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Or may not look like
it. It may not look
outside
like.
World.
It may not
it
look.
It's an inner journey. It always starts as an inner journey.
And there will be people that will instantly connect with your change.
Mm-hmm.
They will see a lightness in you. They will see a brightness in you. And they'll connect with it. But you'll see the change first because you'll instantly connect with the essence of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what walking your walk or walking your talk, you know. It doesn't have to be so, like, hard on yourself.
No.
But it's like.
It really is a gentleness. It really is about.
Ah,
you know,
you're
getting
so funny.
Up in the morning. Pardon me?
You're so funny because gentleness is the next virtue.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's great.
Okay. Well, should we go to
no,
that
you
one?
Know, you know, you're right about it's a gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want to talk about.
Because it does progress, you know.
Yes.
I mean, you talk about this, you know, this basic reverence for life.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, you know, you authentically grow into your own natural sincerity, who you are.
Right.
I mean, you're like a snowflake. No
yeah.
two are alike. You have your own unique essence. And yet, and yes, you may be attracted to somebody else's. You know, you may look at people who are modeling, you know, good things. But your real
mm-hmm.
duty to
right.
yourself and to God is to be that which you were meant to be, you know, to be that.
And
so that leads to a natural gentleness, I would say.
It really does.
Spirit.
You know, I want to just touch on one thing real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You had mentioned this morning, I was last night I was talking to you, and I just basically said, you know what, I'm getting a little crabby, I'm a little tired, and what I'm saying is not true to myself,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying it anyway because I'm just being, you know, when you get tired, your defenses are down a little bit,
yeah.
or you just, you know, your vibration is slightly lowered,
mm-hmm.
and I go, I'm just going to go to bed.
Right.
And this morning you said the word halt, you know, and it's an old AA term, I think, or 12-step
mm-hmm.
program,
mm-hmm.
and you said you shouldn't answer questions or make decisions when you are in this mood of halt, hungry, angry, lonely, or tired.
Correct.
And those are all low vibrational feelings.
And
they're true.
They're true feelings. We all hit on them. Yeah.
And so when you can be aware of them, you can say, okay, I'm a little tired right now.
Mm-hmm.
Least what I want to do right now
instead of beating myself up.
Yeah, and spewing.
Right. You know.
Yeah, I want to get some rest.
Right. Exactly.
I can be true to myself and get some rest.
And that's the natural sincerity.
That's the natural sincerity.
Well,
yes.
I'm spiraling down. Why? I am really tired.
Yes.
Okay, maybe get yourself a cup of tea, a bit of something to eat, and definitely take good care of yourself. I mean,
right.
And how many times do we know that we've just actually just spewed out the crap, you know, at those
moments?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, now to the third cardinal virtue,
uh-huh.
Which you called before, this gentleness. And I love this idea. And it kind of means, here's an example. When you have the option to be right or kind, pick kind,
mm-hmm.
pick kindness.
Mm-hmm.
I've
how many
a lot lately.
would rather be right than anything else in their world.
I know.
I mean, I know that sounds like a judgment I'm saying, but
no.
I mean, it's really just I look at those people. And I mean, we've run into them. I know some, and I just think, oh my God, look at the energy they have to use up in their physical body to maintain that position of rightness.
And it talks in this chapter, this little part here, it talks about how this cardinal virtue really eliminates the conflicts that you have between yourself and others on having to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just to be gentle, to have this essence of gentleness,
mm-hmm.
to eliminate all this conflict that doesn't help you. It, you know, I consider contrast a very positive thing. In the sense of it helps with expansion. It's a part of expansion. Conflicts are different. Conflicts are this internal, you know,
mm-hmm.
that typically when you just open and allow more and more, and you invoke these four cardinal virtues, you know, be gentle with it, you know, be sincere, sincerity, you know, and then also, you know, have a love for it, love for all life. These conflicts dissipate.
Mm-hmm.
They really do dissipate.
Mm-hmm. And I think, to me, I look at everything, honestly, as energy.
Mm-hmm.
Is this energy that I want to, Norm always says, what does he say? Is this the hill you want to die on?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a guy's way of saying it, you know?
Exactly.
But I mean, you know, it what does it matter except to your ego?
Right.
You know, whether... you have to prove yourself, you know, right or something. There's that beautiful state of gentleness, beautiful
mm-hmm.
state of gentleness.
Yeah. I was just going to say something, too, and now I can't remember, but that's okay.
Mm.
I was laughing because guy's language is different, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's beautiful in its own right.
Yeah, they know exactly what they're saying to each other. Hey, is that the hill you want to die on, dude?
Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't.
Okay. I walk away from this one.
And I'm like, don't ever say you want to die on a hill. Why invoke that,
yeah.
You know? So, but, yeah, I don't recall what I was going to say.
That's
I'm
all right.
going to move forward.
Yeah, go down to the fourth and last cardinal virtue.
Supportiveness. You extend yourself in a spirit of giving, helping, or loving. You act as God acts.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, God is the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me that is like service, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you are in that creative mode, I mean, you are ultimately just extending service to others. You are saying,
yeah.
How can I be myself that you created me and be in this universe and do what only I can do in
right.
the way I can do it.
Right.
Now that's to me that's like how can you, you know, how can you not want to do that? You know, I know people go, well, because I want money, I want power and all this. But those are all, I don't know, illusions anyway.
Right.
Can you ever really have enough money? Can you ever really have enough power?
If you're in that realm, no.
No.
But if you, because here it is.
Because you'll find your own if you stay with these cardinal virtues.
Right. And you will, because right now you have, at this moment and this moment in time, you really have all you need. And
in this moment in time.
Yes. Yeah. And that does, that means that you'll continue to create more and more.
That's right.
And this feeling of abundance and prosperity instead of the polarity of it, which is lack and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and remember this. I don't want to. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the idea of when Julie just said lack and fear. I mean, we definitely do not want to create from that space, and yet a lot of people do. A lot of people amass their, you know, fortunes based on the fear that they'll never have enough. You know, so we're just saying, you know, as you create throughout your day, create out of a space of expansion, abundance, prosperity. And if you are in fear, just gently work with it until you come to the place where you scratch your fear deeper and deeper and you find that maybe there's just this tiny, scared little kid.
Right.
That's like, you know, hiding behind, you know, a door or something, you know. Talk to that. You'll find the love. If you go deep enough, you'll always find the love.
And I want to go back to your idea about how you're in line at a grocery store and you're waiting there, and let's say,
that's just me.
You know, there's only one cash register person, and it just broke, right?
Yeah.
And you have to now wait 5 minutes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What if that, by just being there, you can come to a place of, this may be service.
Mm-hmm.
This is service.
Mm-hmm.
In this cosmic scheme, this cosmic plan, everything is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my path. I'm living my authentic self, my authentic life. And at this moment, this here moment is service.
Right.
It could be service to yourself by just allowing yourself the freedom to be in the state of allowing and then maybe amping it in the state of appreciation.
Mm.
It could be service to someone else,
mm-hmm.
maybe someone behind you or in front of you actually needs to talk to you,
mm-hmm.
or you don't know yet how it's in service.
Well, you know, there was a time in this year that I was doing a lot of pro bono, you know, coaching, and it was fine, except that there came a point when I just had hit it, you know, and I went, oh, wait a minute, I really need to be receiving now.
Right.
Know? And I think if you listen to those voices, you'll know, and you'll stay in the flow.
Right.
And so I
think it's about balance as well.
But yes, exactly. I had to bring in to make it feel for me like I was, you know, in flow again. You know,
right.
As opposed to out of sync in the you know, giving and receiving.
Well, and also because you really love first love, and that first cardinal rule, reverence for all life.
Yes.
Starts with you.
Right.
Starts with your self-love.
Thank you.
And so when you felt out of sync, out of balance, it meant nothing. There was no judgment there.
Mm-hmm.
It meant like, okay, I love doing pro bono work. I count that as part of my giving.
And tithing.
And tithing and expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I feel a little out of sync.
Mm-hmm.
How do I bring my self-love back into play?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you start, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just got chills today, you know. It's you know, what we're going to do right now, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening to these four cardinal virtues. Really, really, just wonderful blessing.
Yes, it's a blessing to me, too. I mean, this is the filter that I choose to live my life out.
Right, and it, you know, Wayne Dyer talks to us about these four virtues being the simple truth. And if you could put into play these simple truths through your day, you know, how sweet your day will be.
Well, let's just offer that as an actual blessing to put these into play. I like what you said today, these virtues of the reverence and respect for all life. You know, to from there to move on to our own natural sincerity.
Mm.
I love that word. From there to be gentle.
Yes.
Would you rather be right or kind? You know?
Right.
What was it? Was it and kindness, then, kindly compassionate or something. There was this. One of the Buddha truths was to be, you know, to be kindly compassionate or something. And then the next one is supportiveness, correct?
Right, supportiveness, correct.
And that's like about service.
Yeah, and so we say today is a blessing to you all. Today you can experience and be aware of these four virtues and live your life a day in awareness of these virtues, these cardinal virtues. Okay, you know, what we're going to do right now, this might be a two-parter. We're going to talk about, in Wayne Dyer's book, the excuses and how can we use the excuses that we tell ourselves, mm-hmm. that the ego tells ourselves, mm-hmm. to keep us down. It's it's like the old game pattern, right? We're
really
playing Atari.
And here we are, exactly. And here we are, you know, on the leading edge of thought. We're practicing, you know, prosperity and abundance, and we come up right up against an old belief system.
Right.
Number one, here's the excuse: it'll be too difficult.
Oh, it'll be so difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here's putting in the cardinal virtues. With God, all things are possible.
That's all you have to say.
You know, so
when you come up against, oh, I can't do it, it's going to be too good, difficult,
right.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you know, and feel free to take notes on this, you know, because
mm-hmm.
here it is. These excuses are universal.
Oh,
I can tell you that all my excuses I can put into one of these categories,
mm-hmm.
and there's 18 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, excuse, you know, old pattern of excuse, said a million times over by me and other people.
Yeah, the next one
is it true?
Is mine. You know, I think.
I've heard you say it before.
It's going to be too risky, but I don't necessarily say risky. I'll say, well, if I start this and it really requires all this work, I'd like to have you know, a surety of the right outcome first. You know? And you're like, otherwise I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Wine.
Right. Well, and here it is. And what I hear from you is that wouldn't it be nice to release that thought long enough to let a universe give you something better,
mm-hmm.
more truer to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be wildly better.
Well, and also it's just my reasoning,
yeah.
it's my mind that wants a proof, that wants a guarantee, that even thinks in those terms, because really, ultimately, if we really sat down, do we really have any proof of anything? Do we really have any guarantee?
You know,
a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah.
but you want to say, oh, you know, I really don't want to start all this if
right.
I can't be assured. And yet your heart, your intuition, you know, the little wise voice is saying, go on, jump, go on, leap,
yeah.
try it, it's going to be good for you. And you're like, no, I don't know, I got to do all this work and all this stuff. You know, you have all these excuses for holding on, you know.
And with God, all things are possible. Or no, okay, so the universal cardinal, the cardinal virtue that would help you with this belief it's going to be too risky or I need like a certainty,
right.
is I cannot fail when I trust in the wisdom that created me. I cannot fail when I trust in the wisdom that created me.
Mm.
And guess what? The wisdom that created me created all my mentors.
And created everything.
And created everything and created all their mentors. I mean, the wisdom, God's wisdom that created me, when I touch that, I want to cry.
I know.
Because, you know, it's like, how?
How dare we?
How dare I be critical to myself?
Because we're
human.
And my ego.
Ego
has a tough hold on us.
Yes.
And I'm not saying the ego's bad because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we needed it, you know, and we still need it. And it could be like the appendix. We're not really sure why we have it.
Right.
You know, but it's there.
It's there. And you know, it does have value. I mean, we're not.
It does because God didn't make anything that didn't have value.
Thank you. Brilliant. Oh, hello.
How simple is that?
How simple? There it is. It's just taken care of.
Mm.
Okay.
Next excuse?
It will take a long time. Oh. It will take too long. It will take a long time.
Well, you know, we're calling these excuses, but in our in the law of attraction, these things are called resistances, and
almost automatic negative talks.
Yeah,
thinking.
But
yeah.
but also resistance
yeah.
is in terms of the chain of how you manifest. You know, when you get to the third A. Fourth A, which is allowing,
right.
You know, you feel that freedom of allowing, but every one of these excuses is a resistance to that allowing,
yes.
to your own allowing of good.
Right.
So it will take a long time, but really?
There is only now. I live fully in the present.
How about this one? There's going to be a family drama.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. that I have said before in the past about Christmases, getting myself geared up for that.
When you were young, though, because we always had to be someplace and not with our family at Christmas, you know.
Yes.
And I remember being in the drama and crying one year. You were young, and you said, but, Mom, you know, there's 365 days in the year, and this is just one day. All the rest of our days are so good. And I was like, oh, out of the mouth of babes. Oh, my little angel Julie said that. And, like, you know, I have never forgotten that. And it's like, yeah, it's just one day I can get through that.
Oh, that's great. I have. So.
That's right.
I forgot that.
Oh, you did? Oh, and I reminded you just
Thank
now.
You. That, yeah, I feel actually pretty blessed by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did get a little extra blessing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, okay, and here's the access, you know, the universal cooperation, using the cardinal virtue. My inner callings are the voice of God. I must allow what I feel so deeply. You know,
I must follow.
I must follow
what I feel so deeply.
Thank you. What did I say?
Pretty, you said allow, but still, I mean,
yeah,
both are
I
good,
must follow.
But follow what I feel so deeply. How many times do we not trust that inner voice?
And I think this is a great place to put that Marianne Williamson quote about who are you to make your light smaller,
right,
so someone else is brighter.
Right.
You know, no, you make
no.
your, I'm paraphrasing completely, but, you know, no, you are a child of God, a source of the universe. You know, you shine just as everyone has the other their right to shine.
I think it says something like you're playing small. You know,
right.
It doesn't serve anything or anybody.
No, so you're playing small to, soothe someone else's ego.
Mm-hmm. In the family.
In the family. Or not being gentle because the family is being hard or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, my inner callings are the voice of God. I must follow what I feel so deeply. Okay, and then number five, we work with this all the time. I don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
When I ask somebody, why do you think you should receive this? I really want them to come to the answer is, I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And a big yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I create my own desires and dreams, mm-hmm. my big yes is, why do I want this? Well, I have a lot of reasons, and I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the other part of that? Everyone deserves the grace of the Tao.
Mm-hmm.
Of the energy of Source.
Yes.
Of God.
And you know that I've been, these last several weeks, I have been talking about grace, you know, in our daily lives.
Right.
And this one just serves it right up on a plate. You know?
Right.
I want just to have, you know, people know that you can just a million times a day ask for the grace to descend upon you and to be filled with that and to have that I see it as a golden light.
Right.
Go to those places in you that are hard,
mm-hmm.
that are dark, that are decades old. We all have them. And let that grace just gently tickle it.
Right.
Let it gently play on it. Let it gently dissolve it.
Right.
And, don't have to analyze. Don't necessarily stay in reason, you know, in your ego. Just trust. Go to your intuition. Go to that small, still voice and trust that stuff will work.
Exactly. It's not my nature.
That's another excuse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had clients say that. You know, well, I can't do that. It's not in my nature.
Or I'm not smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or they throw out some other character that they don't have. I mean, they have this desire.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I'm not smart enough. It's not in my nature.
But, you know, can I tell you that I need to read the counter to this, you know,
yeah.
the universal one. It is... Guess what? My nature is the four virtues.
Yes.
My nature is to have reverence for all life, to be sincere, to be gentle, and to be supportive to all. That is our essential nature.
Yes.
I don't care what you say. Eventually, if you get down to the core, that's who we are.
Yeah.
We are the stuff the stars are made of. We are the stuff that the Creator uses. So we are that and more.
Yes.
So, wow, how can we have any excuses, honey?
Exactly.
After we touch that one.
Yeah. And the next one is another excuse.
Ooh.
I can't afford it.
Wow.
No matter what, you know, spiritually, emotionally, physically, or monetarily, I
Risky.
Can't afford
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You know? This is an interesting one because when we work with clients, we want them to feel they can afford it. Mm-hmm. And we
in
start
always.
And we start by playing this game, you know. Instead of saying I can't afford it, saying, "Oh, I can afford that,"
mm-hmm.
and I always back it up by saying, "That doesn't mean you go out and buy it at the moment, because
mm-hmm.
that would be getting ahead of yourself and your desires
mm-hmm.
and your alignment."
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get ahead of your alignment.
No,
you want to stay in alignment.
You want to stay. And
we've all met people who have gotten ahead of themselves in that way. And, you know, that has its own particular bugaboos, too.
Right.
Know?
And so the next alignment from I can't afford is just the idea that I can afford that.
Mm-hmm.
I can afford that. Or if I'm really working with a client and they're not even there to say that, I may go, like, wouldn't it be nice to believe I could afford it?
Mm-hmm.
And I start that process. You know, we start that process of feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
But the...
And what about this? Well, you know, we're talking about physical, material things,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, wouldn't it be nice if I could afford the love that I deserve?
Mm-hmm.
You know, wouldn't it be nice if I could afford the time it took to begin my hero's journey, to begin trusting my, you know, inner wisdom, my intuitive wisdom,
right.
you know,
or
my
this,
heart.
Or this idea that, you know, I've worked with people and clients before where they've, you know, alluded to the fact that they can't afford to be open. That will
right.
hurt them in some way.
Because it will hurt them. Or if I'm open, here's what happens.
I can't afford to do that because
yeah.
if I do that, you know,
I
may get my heart broken.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
And guess
if
what?
I love unconditionally
yeah.
or if I have, you know, if I allow, I may be hurt. You know, I can't afford to have that happen.
And, you know, in the Shambhala tradition, you know, having your heart broken is a good thing. It begins to, it you know, it's like, That breaking of that you know glass or whatever is the opening to your true authentic self.
Oh, but you know what? That just gave me an idea when you said that.
Uh-huh.
When you're building muscle mass, when you're working out and you're building muscle mass, and you what you want to do is you take your muscle to its max, and by doing that, it injures the muscle, blood flow then comes there to heal, and then muscle expands.
Oh, my God.
So what if having your heart broken,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. your light energy then comes there
mm-hmm.
to
grace.
Grace
comes there to heal.
To heal, and then your heart expands, able to love even more.
Mm-hmm. And really, that is a perception. That
it's
is
a perception,
filter.
Yeah. I'm going to choose to believe that.
Of course. I mean, if we're nothing but our belief systems, then by God.
Yeah. Oh, I just had one of my asthmatic laughs.
Yes,
so,
you did.
So I apologize.
That's all right. Don't apologize.
I want. Well, it's my true nature, but
that's
I am
right.
working on it because I know it doesn't come across very.
It just. I sometimes want to dash in there and give you CPR or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what's going on with her?
Yeah, just my asthmatic laugh. So I will. You know,
don't
I have other laughs,
girlfriend.
I have other laughs.
That's right.
Well, you know what? Let's say the rest for later.
Yeah, we only have 2 minutes. Oh my
yeah.
God, there's so many more. Okay, tomorrow then we'll finish this up.
Tomorrow we'll finish this up, and I want to say thank you everyone for being a part
hey,
of our.
In a couple of minutes, can I play my
yeah.
prosperity postcard?
Yeah, I would love you
so people
to.
Can join prosperity postcards. And,
well, yeah, and it's just, you know yeah. they're free. Well, that's why I want to have it uh-huh. right there.
Oh, thank you.
A three-letter word that comes after dot, invented by Al Gore, and he knows what hot. The COM stands for community. So log on, baby, come on, it's free. I say prosperity, you say postcard. I say prosperity, you say postcard. Prosperity,
postcard,
prosperity,
postcard.
.com. Know a little honey from East St. Louis. First name Christine, middle name Marie. She has a fly daughter, she's calling Julie. They're sending out postcards of prosperity. I say prosperity, you say postcard.
Okay.
I say prosperity, you say postcard. Prosperity,
postcard,
prosperity,
postcard.
.com.
Isn't that great, Joe?
I love that
Come
song.
On, it makes you feel happy.
It does.
And thank you, Gregory, my son, for making that song and singing that song,
mm-hmm.
A Man of Many Talents.
Mm-hmm.
So go to prosperitypostcards.com and sign up. They're free, as Greg says.
They're free.
And it's fun for us to do, and it gets us all aligned in our day and happy.
Yes. Okay, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and thank you very much.
Yep, we'll see you tomorrow.
Blessings to you all.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.